Site scopes and even custom sight-in service is available. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center Open House Saturday, October 1st with factory reps from Leopold, Redfield, Ruger, Darton, and Parker, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
So, Ron, we're back on air. Can you imagine that?
You mean nobody heard me? All the talking and commercial selling I was doing, Clark?
I just wanted to keep you happy.
Oh, brother.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
One, two. Hey, we're back on air. Imagine that. Right after all those mix-ups, sorry, folks, for the miscommunications there, the technical difficulties, we're back on air. USA just scored, correct, Ron? I wasn't really
That's correct. And while you were gone and trying to fix things, Clark, USA scored on a pass play, then tried to add to the Cass City, knocked it down, which is a good play.
I agree. So right now, USA winding that lead now. Point after was no good. It's now 20-13, Cass City losing to USA at the moment with a minute and a half left in the third quarter. 20-13, USA over Cass City. So, sorry folks for all the technical difficulties there. Basically, for the entire third quarter, we are back on. We're on our backup system now, working through our problems right alongside of you. It was a good Friday night for me, Ron, right until about the end of halftime there.
The end of halftime did it for you, huh?
Indeed. As soon as everything went ballistic on us, we're back in action on 102.1. Thank you for working through with us as we are trying to figure this out just as the same as you are. So right now, minute and a half left in the third. Cass City out there. Nickel hands it off to his running back in the wing tee. Gains about 2 yards there. It's going to be second and eight.
Ballad on the play for the USA Patriots.
So right now, second and eight for the Cass City Redhawks in their own territory at their own 35-yard line with a minute left in the third quarter. Again, folks, sorry for the technical difficulties there. If you're just joining us, a minute left. We're working on our backup system here, 20-13 USA over Cass City, less than a minute left in the third quarter. Cass City coming out now in the shotgun, one in man backfield, two to the left, two to the right. Nickel looks to his left, passes to number seven, his fullback, Kappen. He continues to go, breaks one tackle, and he gets past the first down marker and then some. And he's finally brought down to the 49-yard line in their own territory, but getting up for a first down for Cass City.
Brandon Ricker made the hit for the Patriots.
So, Cass City continues to move the chains, trying to answer after a USA touchdown there. It is USA 20, Cass City 13, with 36 seconds left in the third quarter. So, Ron, while I was trying to figure everything out here, what basically happened for our listeners out there?
Well, I'll tell you what, I did a lot of talking, and I thought they were all listening to me, and you tell me they weren't.
Well, that's the joy of radio. You don't need to know who's listening to you, but right in the meantime, they're capping the fullback pushes forward for about 13 yards. The handoff from Nickel to Kappen. 13-yard gain gets down to about the 38-yard line in USA territory.
Well, to kind of wrap up that third quarter, USA had the ball for the majority of the time. They got down inside the 30-yard line of the Redhawks and then went for a pass play and the ball should have been knocked away, but the receiver went up and got it and put six on and put the Patriots up 20-13.
Well, it's a handoff again to Captain, the main man of this drive. He pushes forward for another 12 yards.
Again, the brought down by number 22, Brandon Ricker.
So, Captain, all of a sudden, the main offense for Cassidy. USA kind of ready for the pass, it seems like, but all of a sudden, they're breaking it right down the middle.
Well, it looks like they went to the bank on this one, North Star Bank, Signature Bank, and some National Bank.
So, a first down for Cassidy at the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You are tuned to WLAW. We'll be back right after this, and I promise we'll be back.
Celebrate your September with Samsung. Thumb Cellular is giving you incredible savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn Flip Phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android Smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android Marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android Smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android Marketplace with thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll, too, know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back here in Cassidy. Cassidy's starting to knock on the door. They're almost into the red zone territory of USA. USA leads this one starting the fourth quarter, 20-13, USA over Cassidy as of right now, Ron.
Well, they got to trust in their insurance group, just like trust, honesty, and service. These things are the important to us all and to the Hawks.
That's right, Thumb Insurance Group. Trust, honesty, service. If these things are important to you, talk to Thumb Insurance Group. First and 10 for the Red Hawks, now going left to right across your radio in the maroon jerseys. USA trying to stop them. USA leading by a touchdown right now. Nickel keeps for himself, rolling to the right, looking to pass. Passes right down the middle into a swarm of Patriots and Red Hawks, but incomplete. Pass and 10 for number 89, the tight end Corey Haney.
I don't like this offense they're going to. They should stay with what got them here, and that was the T formation. They don't need to hurry up and score. We got the whole fourth quarter to try and catch, and they're down in scoring territory, in four-down territory.
And they are only 28 yards away from the end zone, Cassidy. First, second now in 10 for the Red Hawks. 11:55 left in this fourth quarter in Cassidy. USA leading at 20-13.
Sometimes I think coaches outthink themselves.
So right now, we're back up on our backup system here. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the third quarter. Nickel out to pass, and the shotgun rolls to his right and just overthrew it there again in 10th for Haney.
So it's going to be a third down and 10. It's just like going to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning. For your radiator, heater, and air conditioning work, at the Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning.
Well, I'm getting some updates here from Harbor Beach, the Bay City versus Harbor Beach game, the GTC East, trying to decide things over there. And it was with 9:20 left in the third, it was 14-7, Harbor Beach. Then it was Bay Brown City scored, 14-13, still Harbor Beach up. Then it was 20-13, Harbor Beach. But then all of a sudden, it was 21-20, Bay Brown City up with 3 minutes left in the third. Heck of a, all of a sudden, a lot of offense over there and a lot of offense over here. Bass City trying to score here in USA territory, third and 10. Pass it complete to Kappen. The fullback, he moves forward for about 5 yards. Still going to be short of the first down. They're at the 25-yard line. What happened there for a 6-yard gain?
Brought down by Brandon Harper for the Patriots. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 5, which I'm sure they're going to go for here.
And you almost need to on the 24-yard line in USA territory. Fourth in a very long 5 for Cassidy. Very critical play here. And the play comes in from the sideline. Nickel receiving it straight from the coach on the sidelines. Nickel now telling the other 10 on the field in the red jerseys. Nickel looks like he's going to be in the shotgun. One man keeping him company in the backfield. Two men out each way.